תשלמת הרביעי, the third line from the top, שלמת. The fourth out of the five expressions, the way the Machnia is expressing himself naturally. כשייטב לו יוקד, הקדוש ברוך הוא will bestow on him goodness. With excessive goodness, or something huge, extraordinary goodness. For instance, his excessive chachma, svun rabba, excessive intelligence, or yisher godel, excessive richness, or kovad etzel amalchus, or becomes very popular at the government, and give him exception, becomes very famous. Any kind of a famous situation where Hashem makes him as an extraordinary person. Anything which usually the custom would be that other people in his situation, they would beautify themselves and they would be proud about this situation. However, he, this Nichna, is Yishoyer Alinyan Shiflusa Kmoy Karuk. He's going to remain on the same position as he was before it. And he did not add to his life the new excessive situation, had didn't made any dent in his life except Ela Anobo Veshiflus, added even more Anobo, more humility. That's the only thing which changed is in life, that if he was humble before, he becomes even more humble. If he was shuffled before, he becomes even more shiflus. Listen, I look in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the respect which he has for people is even greater, and the Torah goodness, as Avram said, the time of Kodesh Baruch Hu had praised him, and Hashem gave him the gewaldige praise on Chasenim Avram Asheni Oisei. Can I conceal something from Avram which I'm going to do? How can I do something? Because of Avram, Avram is going to be so famous. How can I hold back something from Avram? Something which I'm going to do. Now, how would Avram usually answer about this? What should be the response of Avram? Should feel so good. Hashem does not do anything unless he's letting him first know, he's asking permission. Avram is answering, I'm nothing more than dust and sand.
So Avraham heard those words that Hashem said?
Probably. It's not so obvious Avram said it. Hashem said it himself. Yeah. But we could say maybe, this is maybe. We know Avram was a Novi. Avram was a prophet at the Yoch HaKodesh. Usually everything a Novi, everything which Hashem said, they heard. The Chalal is known, so the Sefer brings it down, that a Novi, everything which Hashem said to a person, or Hashem said, made a statement, a Novi naturally automatically heard it. The only thing is, if Hashem didn't tell him specifically that you have to say it, he would not allow to broadcast. Novi Sheker doesn't mean he said Sheker. Novi Sheker means he said something like Shalot Tzivo Yisra Hashem Leimor. Hashem didn't command it, him to say. You know, when Hashem speak, Hashem gave out a prophecy and he said to Novi A to say it, it comes B and he says it, he's a Novi Sheker, should be killed. Now, as Kuzbi, since Avram was a Novi, Hashem said, Hamchas Anim Avram, Avram heard it. But what was his response automatically? I'm dust, I'm ash. I'm a worm, I'm not a man. The more Hashem praised them, the more Hashem related to them with great goodness, the more even increased the amount of humility. The more Hashem makes them great, then this honest, this nichnas person becomes clarified his insight. His real matzpun, his real conscience got clear. Really, isi ide madrega of nichna. They say, omen kniyosa. Now it's going to be accredited, his kniya. Now it's a real kniya. Omer hachokom in yazeh. This is the chokom Shlomo Melech said in this in im ruach ha-moishel ta'ala lecho. If the spirit of the ruler of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come up on you, it means you're going to ruach HaKodesh. Hashem will come up. Ruach ha-moishel, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the moishel ha-oilam. Talalech is going to come on you. You're going to become big. Don't let go your place. Your place is still dust and earth. You should know your position. It's something like you take a donkey, you decorate it a donkey. You still stand behemoth. Hashem gives you the same al mekayim ko al tanach. Don't let go your position. You remember that you touched once in a city last Shabbat. What does mean? I'm a worm, not a man. Do you remember? It's not lemaisa that my yeah, but that was another, the expression of another. I said the people who work make balchuvas. People make them, they think they are making balchuvas. They're not making balchuvas. It's a matter of a daimer, a fisher. If he go fishing and he caught a big fish, he comes home, he's proud of it. Look what kind of fish I caught. All of a sudden, the little worm, the bite opens up his mouth. You bought him. I caught him. Can you catch the fish? He went after me and I caught him. He swallowed me and I caught him. So there comes a dialogue between the worm and the fisher. Who caught the fish? Who gets credit for the fish? And the worm speaks up. I'm the worm because really he's the one. But David the Melech was the biggest mekarif. He was the biggest machzer b'tshuva yidin. Day and night was a. It was a. So what he said? But am I mekarif? Did I really tshuva? I'm not the last. I'm only the worm. I'm only the bite. Hashem sent the law. I'm not the man. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Ishmael Chama Yishalakim. Kodesh Baruch Hu does all this. But I'm nothing more than the bite. Kodesh Baruch Hu uses me as a bite that I should be. So if somebody is mekarif makes about tshuva, he has to feel I'm nothing more than the bite in Hashem's fishing ground. Hashem wants to fish bait. I'm not meant to bait in Hashem's fishing ground. Hashem goes out fishing, wants to catch this neshama.
Bait. I need to feel it.
What?
I need to feel it. Bait. Bait means to what the bag or to the arm.
Whatever. The Sabachit Alashalayish. Rachamishi. And the fifth expression of a nichna is Kishimachiach is nafshoi. When is Mechiach himself? When he gives self-smusser, self-discipline, Mechiach is atzma, when a person is continuously busy chastising himself, rebuffing, rebuking himself, right? A man who is always rebuking himself. And he always judges himself, which Hashem should judge him out. The im boim baladin report a menu in the collectors, the baladin come to collect mishama and atzmai. He pays it from his own. That means a person who is never surprised when things go wrong, because he feels that's what he deserves. It's a kabbalah sadin, like we said that because Bochu the Mishnah says balabayis. Balachem ben Imakif, storekeeper, he gives, and everything is in book and everything. But because Baruch has a lot of shluchim, they come to collect the debts. What are the shluchim? Shluchim are Yisurim. Now, when do we see that a person is really a nichna and he really lost his place? The person all of a sudden gets Yisurim, gets things which is a surprise. He doesn't catch any surprise. I'm surprised it's not more. Is that all? Because he always feels his debt. He's always surprised why Hashem is not getting even with him before. So that's not a chiddush. Why I'm getting this patch? It's a chiddush. It's only so much patch. He immediately feels that he's in debt of this. It's afal b'she'ein choyles ladin al ze. Also, we can't force the person to that a person should be. We can't demand from a person. A person should be such a big madrega that he should bring on his own this choiv, or whatever, if that's the reaction. The reaction should be, and by the way, and this is a very, very, it's a very simple sign. When people come and ask, why me? What does Hashem want from me? Why I'm so bad? That's the opposite of Rambach Baruch Noah. The person doesn't know anything bad about himself. Why? What's up with me? Why?
Well, the good things, bad things happen to good people.
Bad things happen to good people, yeah. But a person should never be surprised by bad, because if you say, is that till Baruch Hashem, I got away with this. I, as a kid, I used to be a big mischief maker. I was a wild kid. And my father used to beat me up always. I always thanked him. Because I always held, he never beat me enough. I always got away easy. No matter how much he beat me, it was Baruch Hashem. I always thanked Hashem, that's it. I felt I'm going to get much more. It's a good thing to feel. You never surprised. My father used to be patched, or my Rebbe used to get patched. And my attitude was always, Baruch Hashem, it could have been much worse. I should have gotten more. If I would be there, I would have given much more than I got. It's a good attitude. This is, so you never complain. And this is one. This is interesting. He puts it as the fifth sign. Obviously, this is one of the hardest because this is a natural reaction. It's actually, oh, something hits you, and it's a, you're naturally accepting it. Well, of course, why not?
These are similar. They're all natural.
Of course, they're all natural, should be. But this is the deepest one. It's the easiest to fail. I mean, these levels in the tachnor. This level, to reach this level, this means this is true and true anichna. True and true feels. Because he continues to chastise us and says, rebuke himself. I'm not worthy. So automatically, this way it's going to be clarified that his nichna for a kodesh baruch hu shiflusa v'shachusoi, and his lowness, his flatness, how much flat is front of a kodesh baruch hu. Kuma shenem ala deposit says, anachnu ma'alnu b'eloheinu, we had cheated. What's the proper word in English? Ma'alnu. Betrayed. We had betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we settled with strange wives. I mean, they married out, and they gave their hand to give out the wives, to divorce the wives. I mean, they took guilt. I mean, all these situations which we mentioned, all the comparable things, this thing will be in a person. He had possessed all the simonim of Achniyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Shifres Man Lechnoim, and so the Rav is Roy Amunas Lavav Ambeham. And now it's going to be proven to the Amunah which they have in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perik Shmini is the 8th Perik. Avalim Achniyat Smucha Lamidas HaToyves. And Midas HaToyves Smucha Isloi. Now he asked a very beautiful question. Is the Kniya a means to Midas Toivus, the goal is the Midas Toivus, or a Midas Toivus Smucha Isla, or the Midas Toivus a means to Achna. My Nafkemina, we're going to see a Nafkemina. In other words,
the Midas itself, Achna.
Because a Midas not necessarily has to be uprooted. Achna has to be inrooted. A Midas doesn't necessarily have to be inrooted. A man is a castle. When he's working on himself not to be a kasson, doesn't mean he becomes a ois kasson, still a kasson, but he's not using it. Right? Achnoah, what we demand, is we demand a natural mirror in a person that is always in the shuffle. It's something, the only thing which you can't inroot in yourself is achnoah. It's you have to use so much head and so much understanding until you become a natural nichna. Any other mirror, somebody is a chakra. There are people who have a tendency to lie. They live a tendency. Lying is not something, lying is a tendency. People think a chakran is only, and I'll tell you a story that, I saw an accident which I never saw. Outright stories, outright chakranas. Chakran means when a person has a look on life, an attitude of the life of shaker. He tolerates shaker. You behave, you could go along with people and act with people, and when the thing is blocked, but you're going along. That's also shaker. Now this is tap people who love to live a lofty life, which is not a natural life. This is called a behavior. Now, somebody has this nature, and if he works against, wants to be Isha Emes, and everything he does justifying that he's an Isha Emes, doesn't mean that he became is no more a Baal Sheker. He still has a tendency of Sheker, but he doesn't use. Achno is not such. Achno, somebody's inside a Balgaiva, but he's going to have all the external expression of Anichna, going to go down slow, slow. He's still a Balgaiva. The question is now, to reach Achnoah is through Midas Toivus? Is Midas Toivus a means that you reach Achnoah? Or Achnoah is the means to reach Midas Toivus? Who is coming for who? That's really the question.
It's not a Midah Achnoah, it's an independent thing. You have to work on whatever Midas you have, you have to put an Achnoah in there. From the outside, it's got to come inside, then it has to be internal?
Achnoah has to be a real nature, has to be a real change in a person's nature. You have to express yourself, you have to become somebody which you were really not. The question is, does this become after enforcing all the Midas Toivus? Or is this the first necessity before Midas Toivus? You can never work on Midas Toivus if you don't have the Benach Noah. There's a question. I will answer this as follows. When you do it, pray in Sunom Ba'av, Keskilos Mashat, Yiskayim Bo Yavoy Yorim in Odom. The first beginning, which should Yiskayim Bo, should be established in a person, Havoyd Elokim min Odom, that the person should become Oved Hashem, who is Shisnatzel Loi Mimidas Ha'abnos, that the person should totally undress himself from any nature of rulings of any others. You can't start beginning serving Hashem if you have a certain chip on you, a certain proudness on you. No, first thing is you have to undress yourself. Any kind of nobility, the person keeps himself, it's below my dignity, I'm noble, aristocrat, something like that. The first thing is you have to undress this ditch path.
When you start your day, you're starting off.
You're not moid. You moid a fame, but doesn't mean that you undress your IMI. If the talk is undress, this is the first thing. Okay, kishar hamitzvot. Any adaptable gate. Anything which is needing somebody else in order to establish it. For instance, a man could never have a name, Eved. A man could never be called Eved until there's going to be an order. First, you need an order in order to be Eved. It's called Shara Mitztaref. You need an adaptable being in order to make somebody. In a master can never get the name of Odan until he's going to have a slave. We call echad mem beinyan akoyne vakono. So it's also everything like the one who buys, a purchaser in a seller. You can't be a purchaser without a seller. You can't have a seller without a purchaser. We ask the question, is midas before achnoah? Achnoah is becoming before midas. Which is the means and which is the goals? Says the Chavis Havoves, ki mishara mitztoref. He says the first thing is that no way can a person acquire any kind of void in Elohim in Odom. You cannot become, you can't work a midah on you because you want to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu unless you shenatzel midas ha'avnas. You have to take off, undress yourself from the middle of rulings, you should become nichna. Only then you could only start. And it becomes, not one is building the other. It's just one is depending on another. You can't work on middle without achno, you can't have achno without working on middle. Neither one is building the other, neither one is the ruler, but both of them is just like a partnership. Just like when you would say, is a purchaser in a seller. Would you say, is the purchaser making a seller, or seller is making a purchase? Who is creating who? I'm asking you a question. Is a purchaser making a seller a seller? Is the purchaser means the seller, or the seller is making a purchaser? You say, order in an effort, a master and a slave. Does the master make a slave, or a slave makes his master? Because if there wouldn't be a slave, it wouldn't be a master. If it wouldn't be a master, it wouldn't be a slave. It wouldn't be a purchaser, it wouldn't be a seller. It's not shy to say. It's one union. It's a joint venture. What? What? The one is building the other. And everyone is a means to the other, and everyone is a goal to the other. But nobody has a certain superiority. So the same thing here, when you ask the question, somebody asks me, you know what? I want to work on it. Tell me how I should work. Should I work first on Midas, then I work on Rachno? Should I work on Achor, then I'm going to work on Midas? So, mister, it doesn't go like that. It has to be jointly. It's not shaykh to work on Midas without Achno. Why? Because he said, the beginning that she should work on midos cannot be only if you start it. She's not so loy, you can't be odin, you have to be nichna. And the same thing, you can't be nichna unless you work with midos, because how you machni yourself with midos? So this is like a joint thing, one is building the other, and not any of them is superior of the other or means to the other, because both of them is needed simultaneously. So nova in midos go work together, conjunctually, works together. It says it's never going to be established avoid from a person Kim. Call me the until he's accepting all the midasavas. And he has to accept the says you're working on a midah, you're working on avoid Hashem. Why work on avoid Hashem? Because you know you're nichna for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person doesn't begin to become nichna, he's never serving Hashem. He's never working on anything. He's working on himself, serving himself. He's using Hashem. Some people work on midas. It's called chesed l'umim chatos. Chesed is a chamida. But even a goy, when he works on chesed, chatos is a sirvai. Kolman da'ov de l'germayo of the, he does it for himself. He wants to be a bal chesed. So he's using the mid of chesed. We have to be bal chesed because Hashem wants us to be bal chesed. We are nichna to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if he hasn't got his own achnoah, he wants to build his image, his ego, and he's using all the midas and all the avoyda to, then it's not avoyda said Elokim, it's avoyda him. He worships himself. So all the midas he has to undress, he has to be totally stripped. Ha'adnus, any kind of mastership. The person has to be stripped from any kind of mastership. Shen agdulo, greatness, vayokor, and dearness, vagoiva, highness, vatiferes, and beauty, vagoin, and genius, vadoimelze. Any of these things he has to be totally stripped of. One of the Chachomim says, Hagdulo, greatness, is mate aboire, is the dressing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the garment of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Mishael writes in the Konesol of Mateyu, if anyone wants to go into Kodesh Baruch Hu with the garment of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah, the fan is going to be pushed out. So what do we say? Hashem Moloch Geis Lovesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu dresses Geis. Anytime when a person is proud, he has a certain godless, what does he do? He dresses he takes Hashem's garment, puts it on. So how can you be in front of Hashem with Hashem's garment? It's being told by the Chassidus Sforim, that's not Hashem Moloch Geis Lovesh. Because Boko dresses up with Geis, with Gaiva. Where does Hashem take that? From the Gaiva which we throw away. Every time when a person throws off Gaiva, Hashem takes this Gaiva which a person threw off because of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it becomes the mate of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the garment of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu dresses himself up with the Gaiva of the Yiddish Kinder which they throw it away and they become a Novim. So the more we are a Novim, the more we dress a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is our covet, our Gaiva, we give everything back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is our Amr. When Hashem comes forward, he's going to see himself his entire beauty. Appear with the beauty of Go'oin, of the greatness, of his strength, on all the inhabitants. Says, so what will be if he's going to appear? It's all the Yidin, the Tzadikim, the Novim, they will recognize, oh, this part of Hador Ga'ayin Zecho is which I gave you. You instilled in me when I was born a little Balgaiva, and I threw it away. On this that I threw off, I gave back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This was Behoifa. You know, we spoke a lot in Rosh Hashanah that all our void which we ask for Kodesh Baruch Hu actually is Smichas Kerem Adovid Abdecho, Richas Ner. It's all our doing, our Tkir Shefer, our Richas Ner. I have to give out the Shomer for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And same thing is Hoifa Ador Gai Nizecho. That's Hoifa. You spell Hoifa Ador. Hashem needs you. You think the answer is yes. We give Hashem Moloch. Hashem's Moloch is Geus, with Lovish, because Baruch Hu dresses up this Gaiva which we are throwing away. Comes out when a person is about Gaiva, he cheats, takes away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Levush. And this beautiful delusion of the Tzagdula is Mate Abayre. The Gdula greatness is the garment of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Misha Reutzeli Konesolov. And if someone wants to go into a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matehu, with his garment, you're cheating, you're taking Hashem's garment, the fan is going to be pushed off. It's contradictive. There's no greater midah toivah for the man until he's going to repay all his debts to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's midah. But now we understand why he's calling hachnor yifriyas hachoyv. Because as long a person is not nichna, he's a bal choyv. He's barring a Kodesh Baruch Hu's matter. And when a person becomes a nichma, he repays. He gives back to Kodesh Baruch Hu's garment. He gives back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashomer akosiv, hine shemeya mizevech toiv. The Shina Shomea, the one who listens, somebody's nichna for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is a listener, is better mizevach toiv than a good karm. Well, it is kaim lo atoiva, achekabel olav avoidus aboire, and it's never going to be established in him the goodness. by man, until he's going to become himself the Avodah Sabayra, the Yoydeloi is going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol midos ha'avdos, with all characteristics of any Eved. He's going to behave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the characteristics with any Eved who behaves. It's not possible for a person that you should manifest servancy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is going to continuously exercise his kniyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One other thing, kniyas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that you have to continuously to exercise. The Havdalah of Avdolos, this athlete, the boxer, they always exercise, they punch this punching bag there, they exercise before that. Kniyas is obviously something you have to be continuously exercised. It's not enough. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Mishana Olef, okay, put us around. Accomplished. Graduated to Olef. It has to be. It's not possible that he should be a full, complete Eved. He's continuously going to exercise his Kriyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shiflusa, the Shachusa, the fall of his lowness, his flatness, run for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kashik Dan, as I said before. Kriyat has to be continuously exercised. Zeh Mechayev, in this, in Mechayev, the fact that you should be a nichna, the continuous exercising, is requiring that all the good midos has to continuously smuchos leknios, has to be attached to his kniya. Because if you can't maintain kniya unless you exercise it, how do you exercise continuous kniya? But every midah which comes up, you work on a midah, comes up, you ask who is building it, it's a joint thing. Because a nichna needs continuously working on his achnos, has to work, but continuously working on his midas. All his midas are actually the punching balls which he's working with.
So it seems like the midas are the means to come to a state, constant state
of achnos. And achnos is the means of to become a constant working God midas, one of the other. The kriyos should chilul, and this is the beginning of everything. But din noisim bav is there. Therefore, it's appropriate and it's logical, it's rational to say shleititocha midah toivo. It's not possible to possess. This is a very state flat statement. Shloiti tochen midah toiv. It's not possible that a man should obtain a good midah. The mishel liboy reik maknir rakim. Somebody's heart is empty of a knof of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yesh b'lavo me'imo m'gavar gdilah. If a person has a little bit, yesh b'lavo me'umo. If a person has a little bit min gavar gdilah, it's not possible. Should even possess one midah toiv. No. Finish. Finito. All flat on our face, empty.
But
it says,
you just have a
shmini 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 shmini. No, the shmini shmini is not the guy of this. Shmini shmini goes on the chelek which is needed to maintain the body, to maintain the life. It's not this type of a guy. You have to have a certain human dignity. Somebody such to be so nichna that you wouldn't care to go up naked on the street. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You need this, and the Talmud Chochan, the bigger the Talmud Chochan you are, you have to dignify. After all, this is also a certain other awareness. I mean, this is a whole different whole lecture on this, what the Shmidus means. But you have to, what's the human dignity? When you wash, when you bathe, you take a shower, you get dressed up, you're looking for a suit. You know. What are you looking? Whom are you honoring? So you say, somebody says, no, I mean, the Chayv Yisrael doesn't go in the shit of Navardik and then of Kotzk, which you should be a schlepper and you should be. Yes, Navardik and Kotzk, when you used to have this thing, it wasn't the shit, it wasn't the ultimate goal, it was a means to reach a certain goal. But after that, you could be sure that the Kotzk was a dignified person, made sure that he should be dressed. Okay, until you get there, sometimes you have to punch this guy out of you, so they embarrass themselves. So Navardik took off the pants middle of a train station, whatever it is. Embarrass themselves. They used to do all kinds of this acrobatic exercise to make himself flat. But this is not the God of Sodom. Because you have to understand, if you look at your body, if you look at you as a human being, as this human being is gonna stand up and see some amazing. This human, what? It's a tzelem, you could say, it's the neshama. Tzelem Elokim is the neshama. Say, v'yigvah libo v'darek Hashem, that's not gaiva b'chlal. If a person is proud of being a yig, it's not b'chlal gaiva. But where is the shmini shivashmini? Shmini shivashmini is that you have human dignity. You have a dignity for the body. Kvod Adam. And just like as a mitzvah, you have a kvod Adam even for a goy. Even for a goy. Yeah, you have to be chovi v'odam shnivu b'tzelem goes on a goy. So you have to look at yourself also. You have a certain chavivus to this Adam. I'm also Adam. It means this body, this animal body. And how do you could you be mechaber? Because you remember an imam in shleimer b'tchias samaisim. You know this body gonna stay forever. So if it's one of the things, somebody tattoos himself in his arm for any kind of shigar things. If you wouldn't believe in tchias samaisim, never tattoo himself. If you have any time that you make a mark in your body and a permanent mark in your body, you're pulling a tooth. You have to think twice. You have to pull this tooth. I mean, the tooth doesn't belong to me. This tooth is a part of my body which Hashem gave to me, which is eternity. My body is eternity. You can't do anything you want. People go. I know of a person, one of Meshugana persons in Borough Park. She went to plastic surgery. She didn't like her lips. She didn't like her nose. And she went to a very rich person. A very rich person. He didn't know what to do with his money. So went to a total plastic surgery. And then I know that she had trouble everything. She went to buy with a credit card and called the police. everyone knew that person. Okay. Now, so what was the plastic surgery made? She had not respected her Tzelem Elokim, her body, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a body. You're gonna be for Tchias HaMeisim. So what, you don't like your nose, your lips, you have to like it, those people should talk about you. This belongs to you, this is Tzelem Elokim. Let's finish this thing. Also, the beginning of Shiflis and Tshuva is also starts with Achnor. Take it that way. In any other middle you could have, person is not perfect. Person could be in a certain areas. It could be a Baal Chesed. In a certain area, it could be an Achzer. There are people, they're very nice on the outside. The Baal Chesed, who Chesed to the whole world. And they're very cruel to their wives.
So
you
can't call Baal Chesed then?
No, he's a Baal Chesed. He's really a Baal Chesed. But he's so angry, he's so hurt at home that then it comes up to cruelty. He can't take away his Chesed, it's still a Baal Chesed. You could ask, how does it go? But Lamai said it could room in one person. Could be in one person. A person could be a Baal Emes. In a certain area, he would say Sheker. That he couldn't. It could be about Sheker, but it was in a certain area. He's asking a question. Is it possible to be a Nichna in one area, in the same time be a Balgaiva? Does Hachno and Gaiva go together? Oyma B'tshuva Zeh, I will answer here. Ka Gaiva Mischalekes Neshne Cholokim. There's two areas where a person could manifest Gaiva. Echad Mehem, one of them is Gaiva Sa'odam Begufa. When a person is by Sgoya, is... I still didn't find a proper lotion. When a person is misgoy begufoy, he's prouding himself with his body, priding himself with his material being, with his body, anything which he has, with kunov, hagufiyam, and possessions which he has, homes, money, any kind of thing. This type of a gaiva. This is one type of a gaiva. Chilka Shein in the other area of Gavis is Gavosai b'Malois of Aruch Niois. If he's priding himself with his special spiritual presence, b'Chochmo, either he's superly smart, b'Mai Satov, it doesn't matter, b'Aver Avoyed Saboyed, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says as follows. Kol Gavis Shitem Achmas Gufim, any materialistic Gaiva, the person could be proud about any kind of materialistic possession. There's no way it could simultaneously also be Nichna. Should be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time feeling an obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is nothing, because it's a contradiction. This cannot be together. Because everyone is alienating the others. If you're Nichna, it can be a Balgaiva. If you're Balgaiva, it can be a Nichna. It's a contradiction. Because if a person could pride himself in anything, but dover mit divra oilem, any earthy thing, ein mei viele ze, ele bezoises balatoide. It cannot be only if he really is embarrassing and is putting a shame, the balatoide, the one who really owns the toide. How would a person feel? How would a person be? You walk in to your neighbor's house, okay? and the neighbor, you have a rich neighbor, has a beautiful mansion, and a beautiful car, beautiful children, whatever it is, and you go in, and you take pride of it. My, this is my, this is my. How would you look at yourself? Either Meshugana, either you're embarrassing, you're confiscating. How could you be proud of something which is absolutely not yours? Now, just like we couldn't imagine that you should be proud about your neighbor's possessions and take personal credit and feel good about it, seeing a beautiful heart. Same thing if you have a beautiful voice, if you have you made a lot of money, you have your own home. Same thing, because it's not yours. It's a Hashem or it's a lawyer. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you could be proud of it, that's what it says. Mordechai Gavorta says, the fact, how could a person bring himself to this proudness to take it? Ela, the Zeus is volatile. You're embarrassing the one who really is the owner of this Tiber. You're minimizing his ownership, his role in this thing. You're minimizing Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement. And also that you're eliminating the knowledge you don't want to acknowledge. How fast this thing could be eliminated from you. Whatever you're proud of any physical possession, how easily you could lose it, how easily it's going to go away from you. Sometimes it's going to go away from you and it moves on to other person. It's just moving. Then Gemara says, money is called Zeus. Because Zeus, it moves. Money is only moving. You know, it comes by you, it moves on. And we see it. Every week you work, and you get the money. Why do you get the money? You're working for the grocery man, you're working for the landlord, you're working for the bank. So it moves. You're really a fool. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayev to be mefanes me. I'm living in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hotel. He sent me down here. He has to feed me. Monday of Chayim is, I have a tiny thing. Am I living because I wanted to come down? I'm living here because you sent me down. So if you send me down, I'm employed by you. It's Monday of Chayim Mezayna. The one who gives life has to give money, has to give Mezayna, has to give panosa too. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who has to provide me. Fine, he's providing me. So why do you make me move money? All you want, I have to go to this guy and take the money from me, give it down to this, give it down to this. That's all it is. That's called Zeus. So what is happening? If you're moving a lot of money, you're proud. Look how rich I am. You're crazy. You're fool. You're shoving more snow there. You're just a sewer, whatever it is. You just move on. You're a schlepper. You go, you roam around. You have to do 1,000 workers to go for the price. This guy's a factory of 1,000 workers, Nebuch. This guy has to feed 1,000 mouths in order to feed this little mouth. And not proud also. And not about guy, you're crazy. What was the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechayev to so full establish? How much better is the person? Hashem says, I'm not going to bother you, just could serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu Siddur. Learn, shift to this Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to feed you anyhow. Just like feeding this rich man. And this rich man is proud of it because the schlepper is a shamus to everyone else. He's a schlepper, he's a shamus. But if he's proud of it, no, then he takes the credit. And he doesn't realize it's nothing more than a mover. It's a trucking business. It just moves, shifting, isn't it? Fax machine, like pays for something. The Yachshav, and he thinks ki hu meitiv bo la'atzmo. He thinks when he has something, he makes himself good. He acquired this possession with his power, with his wisdom. I accomplished all those things with koyach yodi, with my power. This is a great capital city, Bovel, which I had done. There are no benisela base malka. I build them, says the Targum there. Omer Pare, Pare says, liye yoyri v'ani asisini. This is my, you know that Mitzrayim, there was no rain in the Nilus. The river is irrigating the fields. The yoyer comes up, the news comes up, and so Paro took great pride of it. Liyoyer, it's my river. Rani asisini, and I had made him, and I made him. He takes nature, takes nothing more with him. It's all me. Equaridato, and you know, Mashu take him amoram. What happened after their statements? What happened with Paro? What happened with Uchatnetzar? What happened with Sancheres? Taken Mamorim, as they made this claim that they took credit for themselves, Marisus Malchusam, as their kingdom got destroyed, Ashkosus Mem Shaltam. The whole total enemy, they lost everything. So obviously, if somebody is a Balgaiva in physical material possessions, anything like that, this is a contradiction to Kniya, because it's not done more than pure stupidity. and you can't recognize the truth, and eventually you're losing it. So this cannot go together. To be balgaiva, to be proud of physical things, that cannot go together. How about if somebody is priding himself with spiritual values, this go together with Sriya? He says again, in the spiritual Ruchnia things is also two departments. In one area, Gaiva would be Meguna, would be disgusting. Hashemi, in the second area, Meshubach, it would be praised. Yes, Gaiva is needed. First section, Hameguna, which is the embarrassing Gaiva in Ruchnia, she's Goya Ode Mechachmosoi. The man is smart, man is so smart to learn, and Hashem gave him a gift. And he utilized his Sechel to learn Torah. And then he takes pride of it, I know so much, and I do this and this. Or what Tzadik will say you, or the Tzadik who does good deeds, and he's going to be proud of it. Look, what I've done, how many mitzvahs I've done, how much chesed I've done. The Goyim saying, this is circumventing Shir Bebe Enov. Everything that she does is magnifying it. Look how great I am. And therefore, we yaspik etzloi. It's going to be enough for him. Masha kodam loy mem, what he's done before. Many people says, look, Baruch Hashem, how much I accomplished. He always keeps counting. Look, he always compares himself. Usually, those people have to be in a lower company. People who are doing things are learning, but they're almost mirrorizing themselves. Look how much I've learned, look how much I know, look how much I'm doing. You see, those people usually would like to be a Roish Lishi Oli. They always love to be ahead to the foxes because they're only priding themselves, they're only happy if they see how much they accomplish and they see the contrast to other people. That's what they want. However, and they always think, Velachshav, think she died, Lord, it's not much Yotzalam in Hashem Tov. It's not, I accomplished Baruch Hashem a good name, and Baruch Hashem Hashem a Balabos. People are praising me. I got myself a good reputation. And they usually put down other people and embarrass other people. Legal oisam, the sape genusam, they're disgusting other people, and they always tell shloshnot other people because every time they're putting somebody else down, they're lifting themselves up. Because he, this tipish, I call him simple a tipish, he's only using this maisim tovi on this chokhma to pride himself, to be somebody. That's the whole purpose. And he almost magnifies his somebody. And by this person, the chachme ador, the smart people of the door, the gedolim ador, they're almost minimizing them. Because he can't stand anyone superior of him. Because if, as the Chavisola says in another place, that those people think that any covet which they give is iloso, they give somebody else, they took away from him. Because he is always in an ego trip. He wants to be famous, he wants to be accomplished. And therefore anyone who's a little bit more than him is already is threatening him, like he's taking over.
He's lowering the Gedolim. That he's they're low in his eyes.
In his eyes. He always puts them down.
He thinks he's on par with them.
He has to put him down. But he's spoiled by Kitzel Chaverov, and he's always gonna be pride himself what his friends doing less is he who's my fools down. He's honoring himself. He becomes respect. He's respecting himself. He's building his own respect through klein chavera, through the embarrassment of his chaver. He puts on his chaver. A guy like that can never work together in the same time. So it should be an honor. Should be a nichn. This cannot go. But usually people. Now, this professor is not going into further analyzing it. Where does it come from that people are working like that? It's Gaiva. But it's not always, you know, the Shoyrish is not always Gaiva. I mean, we shouldn't, I'm just giving you, when you see a person who has this kind of symptoms, and there's many of us who have these symptoms, like you know, you want to get acknowledgement, you want to be praised. It's usually about, you do something good, you want to be acknowledged, you want to be praised. And if you don't get the praise, you don't get the acknowledgement, so you manipulate, you start talking on other people, what are you doing, you know, bring yourself up, you know, you have to put somebody down in order to come up, you should be up. Moirit shoyl v'yoal, you make deepening the other shoyl v'yoal in order to lift you up. Now, this is Gaiva, but not necessarily, I'm just giving it a matter of caution, because you can't always blame the person as a typical Gaiva. It's not always mamish Gaiva, it's a symptom of Gaiva, but sometimes Daska, it stems from low self-esteem. People who have been put down all their life are people who have a low self-esteem, and it's a tendency that people have been born with a low self-esteem. One of the reactions of a person who has a low self-esteem that he always wants to be on top, he always has to prove himself, and it's always manifesting. So you could see sometimes people react in the outward, they act gaivadik and act crazy, and you hate them. It's all the symptoms of gaiva. But if you know the person in depth, you see the person is really a broken person inside. The root of it is not gaiva. Root of it is not gaiva. And sometimes people would react beautifully. You couldn't care what people talk about them. And they're such a natural, humble person. They never sit on the known. They all speak so quietly. And they don't get dressed like schleppers. And the shtick gaivas. Because he's so in peace with himself. He's so self-accredited that he doesn't need the acknowledgement of nobody. He's above everyone. And he fights on Yed Nainam. That's one of the things which is playing, that's the Avodah Zarah of Pe'oir. What is Avodah Zarah of Pe'oir? This is to say in Yiddish, I make on you. I have no respect of you. He says, Chmach Derun. He takes this Getchik, and he goes there and finishes his job over there. The Gemara says the Jew who went to the Balagola, that horseman, a woman hired to carry her in the city. He says, you went. And the woman says, so stop it, I want to go into my God, I want to serve him. And she went in and she finished the job, and then he came out. And he says, wait, what is it? Well, this is my church, you know. We just went to pray, put in my praying poet. He says, can I go in there too? He says, but you're supposed to be a Jew, so why this fellow? But I want to taste it. I want to taste this God that you have. So he goes to, and he sees the way they're serving. So he did the same job. He finished his job over there. And the man, the Gemara says that he wiped himself with the nose of this statue of the poet. You know? So he said, the Komrim, the Galachs, you know, the priests, the former rabbis, they said, look at this Jew. Never, ever, ever we saw such a service which this Jew had done. Unbelievable. The Jews, they're always the best. The first time he walks in, and he did the best job already. So what's the pshat? Usually the pride of a person is the face. The face of a person is his nose. This is the symbol of a presence of a person, you know, the up of his nose. Now, the Jew got the message, what's the Avodah Zarah? What's the Yetzer Hara of this Avodah Zarah? The five Deron. I said, I blow at you, I dislike you, I don't care about you. So he understands the whole message of the Avodah Zarah is, there's nobody above me. I take the Choshes Tezach and I do the lowest act for you. And if Yitzchak mitzanos, like he wipes himself off with his nose, he takes it the most. That's Gaiva. Gaiva is Pshat, five Deron. So sometimes, There's a sense, there's a vak po'oir. When a person is so, he has no kvod habrias, he's disrespecting people, not by embarrassing the person, that he himself conducts his life in a very irrespectful way. I couldn't care what you think about me. A guy's a schlepper, and a physically a schlepper. That's mamash gaiva. So I'm just cautioning you that sometimes you could see two people. He said, this guy's like a valdegon. I couldn't care what people say about him, like he's schlepping them to those. And the other person is not making a move unless people look at him, and he's always wondering what do people say about me, and always is hungry for getting praises and getting acknowledgments and everything else. And the miser could be, the root is directly the opposite. This guy is always, he's such a low self-esteem, so he's always pushing himself up. In Shoresh, it's true that the Maaseh L'Chavis Lois advises us that even a person tries to justify that he knows that he is nothing, he wants to be up, he still shouldn't use the symptoms of Gaiva. But I'm just cautioning you that this is not necessarily the end line, the way a person acts on the outside. Some people are extra careful about the cleanliness and about the dressing. It comes out the opposite because they're so unworthy inside. The only thing makes them, that usually the women's role, why women are so conscious about the dressing, about their appearance, the mirror, they can't get away from the mirror, is because they have a built-in they demolate it physically by the klola of chava. They go through these periods, they go through all these things which is demolating the spirit of a woman. And ishach teshikosech, b'etzach til dibonim, and going through all these things, the feeling, the dependency on man. And this automatically makes them in nature. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not gaiva. When a woman wants to beautify herself, wants to be presentable, limtzachem be'ein ebala. Why should limtzachem be'ein ebala? Because she's depending on Baal, because Baruch Hu made it so. So it's also, a Talmud is allowed to be machnif himself to his Rebbe. A Talmud is exclusively. Why? Because Ada, it doesn't come from gaiva. It's not because you want recognition by the Rebbe. It comes because you understand your Talmud, you need the Rebbe. So every time and when we feel the, that's the reason we have to be machnif ourselves for Kodesh Baruch Hu too. The more you feel dipping on the Zulas or somebody else, in other words, if you go out of your way to find kindness in your superior's eyes, shows that he's your superior, you're depending on him. That's a show of another. The Maisa is a show of another. But the Maisa, symptom of when if a person is really a gaiva, that kind of in gaiva in ruchnis di gemere, that he takes credit for what he had done and feels he's better than everyone else, he cannot be together with the however, Ram Shubach, what is the praiseworthy gaiva, which that should try to be? Keshim is goya chochem bechachmosai. When the chochem is proud of his chochma, but tzaduk b'maseyu. And the tzaddik is also says the same word as I said before. And the tzaddik is proud with his ma'asim tovim. And this brings him haidoa, a thankfulness. He's thanking legoidel tovim sabayra, all of them. B'simcha b'avuram. And he makes mitzvah, ma'asim tovim. And he's so appreciative to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's so happy with it. Kodesh Baruch Hu mezakeh with this mitzvah. And he gives you appetite even to make more. And you feel you could never pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's mishubah. That's the kaibas we have to do. And a person makes a mitzvah, makes a dose. And when Lachayit is the same guy with the other guy, the other guy is also very proud of it. He's boasting. Look, Baruch Hashem, I did this, but I didn't. Other one is boasting. Look, and he did enough. I'm potter. And this one, the Meshulach is boasting. What? Look, Baruch Hashem had given to me. So surprised. You see, many tzaddikim used to speak about great things about himself. And this was coming out of appreciation to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They felt this own worthy. They got it. Look what the Kodesh Baruch Hu had given to me. They won the lottery ticket. So if somebody wins the lottery ticket and he made $1 million, comes, I became $1 million. I got $1 million jumping in. So he's a Balkaiva. Imagine a rich man, a Rakasal Khan. I'm a millionaire. I made $1 million. Every time he makes a deal, it comes in. He's a Balkaiva. Because why are you selling it? Because he feels I did it. But the one who won the lottery ticket and jumps and made $1 million, he's not a Balkaiva. It's a Keti. You look at it like he's no, that I didn't do anything. Hashem gave it to me. That's the way. A tzaddik in a chochem has to be boasting about his getting. That's like I got a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The yigurim loy, it's going to make him lochoisif nishtal. He's going to even try harder. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me this so much. Let me go further again. Likona likroivav, and he's going to become subservient, to become nichna, all to those who are close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to his friends. In other words, it makes him humble. Doesn't make, because he's a tzaddik, because it doesn't make that he's disconnecting himself from his friend. He's going to be always happy with his friends. At the same time, always going to be chasen kvod chaveira. Who are you? Look what I did. Otherwise, he's going to try to cover up their stupidities. He's going to always going to speak in the praises of the others. He's going to love other people. Always going to be mumbling. He's going to talk good about them. He's going to be always careful in their covert. And it's going to be less in his eyes, kol masalata, all the good things he had done. He says, as much good I've done, I didn't do enough according to what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mezakeh me. Tomit toreach laharbas mehem. He's always continuously toreach himself. He's trying himself. He's working hard to do even more. Nichna babel chelishusay ma'asik ma'avayim behem. And therefore, is even broken because his weakness to reach what he would love to reach. In other words, when a person obtained a mesechta, obtained a certain limud, and he's so happy about it, makes a seal, since he gets a bigger appetite, and he hopes that the next mesechta is going to do a better job, and he's expecting to even become more, but he doesn't steig as he steig before. So this guy, he can't be proud what he knows, because he knows what he doesn't know. He always knows, because anything which you know brings him to more. He made a certain avoidance in Chesed, Ma'asim Tovim, and you keep thanking. Actually, this is what David the Melech said, Mo'oshiv la'Hashem, what can I return to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kol tag mulo yu oloi. Of all the beautiful payments which he had paid me, which had done to me. The greatest thing, the better we are, the more indebted we have to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in our times of today. I mean, we don't realize. Many times we brought it out, this Yaakov, this Baal HaTanya says, Ketonti Mikol HaChsodim Mikol HaEmes. A tzaddik, when he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu obtained him chesed in Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the midas of Emes, he becomes humble, he becomes nothing. Imagine when people are starving, dead starving, they haven't got a piece of bread to eat. And people are starving, you're dying left to right of starvation. And Hashem is feeding you steak, and giving you daily, brings you mountless food and everything. So you feel all so humble, you don't know what to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't know, how can I do it? Imagine a man in a concentration, I'm saying it literally, not as a marshal, this is Mamish the Nimshul. Mamish the Nimshul, I'm going to tell you something now. Imagine the concentration camps, and people died from starvation like flies. And some person would get packages every day from America, the best food. He's totally helpless, just like everyone else. But for some reason, being fed. Could he be proud of it? Me, it's coming to it. And since everyone is dying from starvation, and he tries to give everyone, but they don't let him give. People have still to die. And he, for some reason, defeating him. He couldn't be proud. He couldn't even, he feels unworthy to what's happening here. And it's kumtumisht. Like he can't stand even to eat a steak at a time, and he can't share it with others. See, the other people, he can't give it. And the other his next brother is dying from starvation. He eats a steak. How could he eat a steak even? He's being forced, and he has to eat a steak. And he doesn't know what to do with it. He haven't got the chutzpah. Mamash, this is the most of today's time. Today's time, the starvation is on Emes. There's no Emes. Emes Nadera, sir. That's the Gemara. Samir Amish Toilet. Mati Emes Nadera, Madorim Velechusla. Before Mashiach will come, the biggest starvation will be for the truth. For Torah. For Chesed. For true Chesed. Pure Chesed. No Cheshboinus. Selflessness. Today the world lives and rises and thrives on two things, on sheker and selfishness. Western culture is these two foundations, sheker. Everything's bluff, everything for others, everything's show. That's number one. The whole society that's a society of one piece of sheker, and people know it's sheker, but that's drive, that thrives, that grows. If they're next selfishness. If somebody today, and we live in this concentration camp, and people dying left and right, our closest one, you see people even in society so helpless, they're vegetable, they can't voice even an honest opinion. They know they're wrong, they know they're not wrong, but they can't help themselves, they're trapped in society. And Sheker dominates society, absolutely, it's absolutely no emes. And all of a sudden, one person, Hashem gives him the koyach to be a particular Baal emes and not to care about society, and not to be so selfish. How should a person look? How could you take credit out of this? Just like you've been getting packages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This in today's time, it's Emes Virav, Sar Miramish, Emes Nederes, Sar Miramish, anyone who goes away from Ra, from this today's society, Mishtar is Meshuggah, as Rashi says, Mishtar you are not Bria, it's Meshuggah, it's considered a crazy guy, and there's exceptions always. And if in this area, a single person has this, and you want to be more, and you try to share the chesed with somebody else. You try to share the emes with somebody else, and nobody could take it. Nobody buys it. There's a barrier. Like you can't feed other people as much as you know, and as much as you see what you're going around. You open up your mouth and you see nobody listens to you. You've been glad. I said you're crazy. You're an exception. Sar mira mishtele labrias. Now, how could a person be guided in this situation? You said, why was I zoicha to see the emes? Why was Azoicha to be different? So obviously, Hashem pointed, gives it for some reasons, I don't know why. So that's what David HaMelech said in his door. David HaMelech saw the truth with such a clarity, and he saw the door around him, that the truth says, Oshiv Hashem, what can I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Tag Molo Eloi? Everything which he gave me. In other words, the greatest chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give to a person is the chesed himself. As the Brisker says, it's such a beautiful word. This is one of the Rebbe Brisker was a meidig bal bitochen. He worked on bitochen mit auf dem Brisker derech mit den ganzen Amkes. He had a meidig bal bitochen, and he had a koilel, which he was responsible to give the koilel checks every shchodesh. and he never knew Rosh Chodesh, if he was just given tip, he never did twice the way he's going to next Rosh Chodesh to pay. Whenever it was broken up, she hand him out, to hand him out. And it was a struggle. But he always paid. And once, I think it's Yashibir, one of his old Moscone, we said, we should get Oisha, we should take the responsibility, we should pay. It's Oisha out in Gilead, they should pay the thing. We had so much peace of mind. What? But if for $1 million I wouldn't give you the survey. But you know how much it's worth to be talking to know that you're relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's the biggest gift. The biggest gift is that Hashem makes it relying on him. The biggest glory is, and you don't have to know, I think it's taken care, you don't have to know, the Nochosh was cursed with us. You're going to eat dust. What is it? It's a klola. His food is always available. That's the biggest klola. Your food is always available. You don't have to look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you become stripped naked, you have nothing. Nobody could help you. Nobody, there's no job. There's no news. You have problems on all sides. And the only one you could, Hashem makes it, only come to me. The only one you could take a till and pour your head to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest gift. It isn't the greatest gift. So the Biskarov says, for $1 million I wouldn't give it away. You know what I mean? I wouldn't give away my warriors. For $1 million I wouldn't give it away. And it said pshat, beautiful pshat, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak Riyamus Levecho, Kaveh El Hashem. Once again, Kaveh El Hashem. Kaveh El Hashem, hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazak Riyamus Levecho, strengthen, enforce your heart. Kaveh El Hashem, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, Kaveh El Hashem. Says, if a person is Kaveh El Hashem, a person is relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is betochen, and therefore Chazak Ve'amitz Levecho is strengthening us because he's Kavel Hashem. What is the schar? Kavel Hashem. You're going to have betochen. That's the schar. The biggest accomplishment, achievement is the betochen. Is the betochen. So when a person looks that what I don't have is the biggest gift. Is the biggest gift. Now this is a great test. Now that comes as just we said in Miras Sachar, Hashem Elokim. In this test, in Elokim, in this Miras Adin, lays the Hashem. And the people is totally helpless, totally helpless. Come, and this is actually the Yidi find Hashem with the greatest finding. And this is our times of today, which we're living now. We're living in the most difficult times. Hashem is putting the ring on the neck, starts squeezing. So let me see how he's going to react. And when a person says, Baruch Hashem, now finding you, you make me, you just subdued me. You took away all my foolish reliance, which I used to rely. I'm a good craftsman, I'm a good electrician, I'm a good plumber, I'm a good stockbroker, I'm a good thing, and you relied on you. And all of a sudden Hashem makes a ice knacker. You get nothing. You lose your job, and all of a sudden you can't even earn $5 an hour when you used to make $50 an hour. You become a big schlepper. You have an empty fridge there. You have nothing. You rely on God. But it's true that I have nothing. What Kodesh Baruch Hu took everything away for one thing, that you have Hashem. And when you find Hashem, you say, Shalom, how can I thank you that you picked me, you choose me? Everyone still somehow survives. And I tell you, what's the Yetzer Hara in socialism? Behind socialism, you could say it's a Gewaltige Chesed. Communism is a Gewaltige Chesed. So all people are alike, and then with the welfare, Section 8, with hard, with weak, with all this, with food stamps. This America is a Malchus Shel Chesed. Maybe once the used to have a Kovshani success, I don't want something else. Where is the Yetzer Hara in the Chesed of today's time? Where is the Yetzer Hara in the Chesed of today's time? You know where it is? Just the claw of the Nochosh. Listen, you have no panos. Go, take Section 8. They take away the Bitochen. It's a Moiridiga Klole. America does not let you come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're successful, of course you forget about it. You're making money. If you're shlemim, you go bankrupt. You know, don't pay the credit card. The excessive loans that everything is available, and then when you don't pay, you're going to jail if you didn't pay. In Israel, you go to jail if you don't pay. America, this liberalism, this freedom of making money, freedom of surviving without money, freedom of liberal lending terms, you could borrow money, freedom of not paying back the money, and if everything else, no way, just go to social services, they're going to take care of you, and you have Medicaid, all kinds of things. The Gewaltige Chesed is the biggest klola. The biggest klola, because it doesn't let you come too close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, takes away shayla from you, the Midas HaBitochen. And when a Yid goes up to eat Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not supposed to borrow money if you're not already paying it back. So I don't have what to eat, so I don't eat. So what do you think? You think it's a piece of bread and itaki, you don't eat. And then you say, you're sitting at your table, says everyone listens what to eat, you have calf, everything. I don't even have bread. So but the bunch of them are sitting at your table and you're giving me the bread. You say, I'm not relying on anyone. Unless Alpitoyah, which is coming to me, family, fine, which is coming. So bitochen is the greatest gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. Now, when he takes away those things, he, the beautiful opportunities, comes to the person to come to Kodesh Baruch Hu to gain the Gmilus HaBitochon. And the people come and rebel, and they become bitter and complain against Hashem. They kick it. It's the opposite. David the Melech went through good and bad. And a lot of bad things. He was chastised. He was expelled. His brothers told that he's not a kosher child. He was the most put down child. He was the black sheep in the family. So then he became David HaMelech. Okay, he was anointed by Shmuel HaNovi, whatever he becomes. And what did he thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Not that he became a David. Koyis Yeshua Seso. Hashem Hashem Eka. Koyis Yeshua goes on the bad things, on the Elohim, on the Chelek HaDeh. He says, Mo'oshim Hashem, what can I return to your Kodesh Baruch Hu? How can I repay your Kodesh Baruch Hu? I call Tagmoloi Eloi that you had rewarded me, that you give me all these bad things, all the things that I was different. Because Koyis Yeshua Seso, Koyis Yeshua Seso goes when a person thinks, goes wrong with a person, as the Koyis Yeshua Seso, it's Yeshua. You lift the cup of the Yeshua Seso, Hashem Hashem Ekro. The fact that I'm a Koyis Yeshua Seso, I'm lifting the cup of Yeshua, Hashem help me, it brings me to the saying, Hashem Hashem Ekro, the only thing could help me, on Hashem. Moshev, how can I pay back for that? If I have to be in the lines of Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing more could be than this. Now this exactly, which this, if somebody is feeling like that he's never enough thankful, that the matter is, it's always in debt to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tomit nichna bava chalashus masu mavayim b'hem. And it's always nichna, he can't mashpil atzmoy. And he's totally mashpil himself, lowering himself. Misha mekaveh teisefes al yodav. He sees any person, as David the Melech says, mikol melamdai his kalti. For all my teachers, I became smart. David the Melech was so humble that there wasn't a person from whom he couldn't learn. He saw in every person a certain specialty which he doesn't have, and everyone became his teacher. He looked in such a positive eyes on others that he found in everyone certain positiveness, that positive became his teacher. It says, this is the real honor. The Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain anova mikol odom, from every person. What is the emphasis? I mean, you mean to say, says Moshe Rabbeinu looked with such a positive eye of everyone that he find in Kol Odom, he find a certain superiority over and above him, that he was an honor, he humbled him. Moshe knew his position, but in a certain area this person has a certain positiveness which I could learn from him. That's what he says. This is the real Mashpil Atzmoy. This man is Mashpil himself, the Misha Mekava, from a person where he hopes to see the person to Sefes Al Yoda. He says a certain addition, he says a certain superiority. Moider Elohim, and therefore he's thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu al Mashach Hanono Miyamina Milas, that Kodesh Baruch Hu had given him these specialties, all these Milas. In Meshabecho he saw, and he thanks, praise Kodesh Baruch Hu al Asher Fika Lignos Hachamuda, that he gave him this appetite, and it fulfilled him to acquire these beautiful things. And even more, at once a very beautiful situation, I like this word, Moider Digvaldik. I had a guy, a very nice young man. I had a kind of a nervous breakdown. Ingemann would always work to steig, and I find that the nervous breakdown, and I was very much about to build him back, and I built him back, and worked on him. And one of the things which caused his breakdown was, then it came out that he said, look at this tzaddik, what kind of madrege accomplished, look where I am. What is it? It's a gaiva. A person who has no gaiva has never a nervous breakdown. Somebody has gaiva, he's on an ego trip. And it motivates, pushes him to steig. And he's steiging. He can never take satisfaction because somebody's still higher than him. He says, look how far he went. And he sees a story of a tzaddik, he's a story of a man, look how much he accomplished. It breaks him because it minimizes his accomplishment. And that makes a nervous breakdown. I took him to talk about Rabbi Yonah Forrest. It was my mentor. It was a Elohim, big tzaddik. And he tells him, and he stands, he was crying, telling him, look at this person, how much he had accomplished, look at this tzitzkes, look at this thing. He says, why don't you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this world such a person. That's your gift. He gave it to you. This tzaddik is your gift. It's not your competitor. It's something which puts you down. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this gift to this world. He gave such a tzaddik to this world. Otherwise, you could look positive, even to the point where you can't see this person in any way positive in comparison to you. So, but how can you look this scene? How could you take this scene? It shouldn't break you. This tzaddik is yours. It's a gift to this world. And why don't you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that? In other words, it's very difficult to take a person totally uproot, take everything away, change his entire attitude. But you could harness him, you could channel him in a positive way that little Balim should start to appreciate that nobody's competing with him. And everything has been given for Kolasha also Lechvoidi, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu had done to the Kvod Shemaim, and everything we're all in one area. To the point you should be able to praise everything and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Now a gaiva like that, so it's a gaiva, and this type of a gaiva, a person is proud of Eina Mezekes L'Kniya. This gaiva is never damaging this midah of Kniya of Subsoim V'loim Erachek Esoisai V'Kumoy Omer Ekosiv. And this is what the Pesuk says on his Shofar, V'Yigba Liboy V'Darkei Hashem. V'Yigba Liboy, he prouded his heart, his heart got high, had boasted V'Darkei Hashem in the drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's not V'Darkei Hashem, but he sees in everything is the Derech Hashem. How would you say the Poshe Pshat? V'Yigba Liboy V'Darkei Hashem. Poshe Pshat is that he was proud of the fact that he could go in Darkei Hashem. He was always thankful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he could go in the path in the Darkei Hashem. It's like a Poshe Pshat. And if a person feels intent HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvahs, ma'asim, and time which he had done, that's Yigba Liboy. That's Yigba Liboy. You could also say Yigba Liboy, how could you be Dark Hashem? Because you see everything is a Derech Hashem. Chol Derechei Yicho De Yehu. Chol Derechei Cho. In all you drachim, everything which you accomplish, you should know De Yehu. You should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's accomplishment. Hu Levada Osa Va'oysa V'yasa Chol HaMaisim. Also pshat. Yigva liba, you could be proud in your heart and take because the pride doesn't belong to you. It's all the Darkei Hashem, it's all the Drochem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see the Rochei Cho, you did it. But the Yehu, you should know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. So if you know, now contrary, now when you see great things that you had accomplished, it's not for me, it's all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the schools, it should be done through me. And the more you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you feel unworthy, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked me as a messenger to do these things. So automatic, this type of a guy that really makes another. The more you give the credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes you unworthy. So it's not a contradiction that the guy with the kniya should go together.
His heart became proud in the Derech Hashem in the correct way, meaning as a no-saying rather than as a makabu.
Yeah.
It's
also, yeah. Yeah. Now, for this person, this gaiva helps him to that over. And it adds to his Kumashikara process. Ekev anova yiras Hashem. Ekev is the heel, the foundation. What is the heel? What is the foundation of anova? Is yiras Hashem, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means he sees everything is depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ekev, that's the foundation of anova. The more you give credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more honored you become. And it goes to verse 2. The more honored you are, the more credit you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Bungatana Tisha Slavi, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two eyes? Why does a person have two eyes? You always have to focus with two eyes. One eye to see the godless Hashem, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the other eyes to see the shiftless Atzmoy, the nothingness of our side. And it has to be bifocus, continuously together. It has to be Zel Umazel. And it goes together. That to the extent that you see shiftless atzma, to the extent that you recognize you're nothing, you are, to that extent you recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the extent that you recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could recognize the shiftless atzma. But when you are only focusing with one eye, that's what's koyach, only Galus Hashem, you don't care to see the shiftless atzma. Shishuma oy, one eye was blind. Okay, I'm going to be late for next week.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com